idea?
Where are you, Leandro?
To the right of the red banner. Where are you?
On the other side. Come on. Hey, careful.
Come over this side, Cosita. It's too crowded there. There's too many police. Maria, over here. I don't think he's safe.
I can't move anywhere just now. I called you at the restaurant.
I called you at the restaurant.
I love you, Leandro.
Maria? 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 Maria!
The Mecklington Miracle by Hannah McGill and Rachel McGill.
There's a cup of tea for you on the breakfast bar.
What are you making them noises for?
Oh, sorry, Doc. I'm just in a good mood. We finally got the new Echo T612 handset in.
Oh, I'm very excited. Darren, what's in this cup? I don't think it's tea.
It is. It's special. They sell it in the new health shop. It's made out of chickpeas or something.
You've been watching them programmes again about having a lifestyle.
No. It was a doctor. He said that herbs and that was good for people with conditions like yours, especially at times of stress.
Well, it's like what Hedgehog would drink.
Yeah, love. Shall I read you out the paper?
All right.
Right. Wait up. Oh, it says, a four-year-old boy in Birmingham miraculously survived on cream crackers and fish food for 8 days after his mum disappeared on her way back from the bingo.
Oh, look at him. We never used to have cream crackers.
Reports have emerged of a violent riot at an electronics factory in Colombia. Undisclosed numbers of protesters are thought to have died after shooting broke out at a demonstration over workers' rights.
Well, it doesn't sound like nothing when it's so far away. Read me the local news. I need to know what's happening in Mecklington. Somebody might have bred a prize sheep or lost 4 stone on Weight Watchers. Mm. Read me what that blonde woman's on about.
Lisa Haywood. She's on about the new restaurant and the opening ceremony and that. Did you know they're having a 6-piece salsa band?
Oh, Darren, I don't want to think about it. Does it say out about me?
Of course it does. All Mecklington is agog at the prospect of seeing Jessica Bailey, the town's own sleeping beauty, emerging from her castle for the very first time to open this exciting new Miracle Enterprises venture.
Sleeping Beauty, they're going to be disappointed, aren't they?
You're gorgeous, love. Drink your chickpeas.
I overheard Mrs. Holland with the autistic son and Mrs. Shelby with the wig outside at the bus stop.
You know you're not meant to open the window.
And Mrs. Holland said, isn't it exciting about our Jessica after all this time? And Mrs. Shelby said, I don't know, love, I'm dead worried about her.
Well, that's nice, Jess. That they're worried about you.
Well, I'm worried about me too.
I'll be there the whole time.
I know you will. Darren, someone's ringing us on the T612.
Do you like the new ringtone? It's Spanish, like salsa music.
Well, who is it?
That one.
What do you reckon to the plonk, then? I can get you a case. 25% off if you're interested. I know this bloke who's in vineyards. Bought up half of Spain. Pedro! Over here, amigo! Get us another bottle of the old vino. Entiendo. El vino.
Otra botella de vino rojo, señor.
Oh, that's the ticket. Fantastic, isn't he? He's authentic. India, mate. Genuine Espanol.
Sí, señor. Soy de Madrid.
He's from Madrid. Can you believe we found him in Mecklington? Place is getting dead cosmopolitan. He don't speak a word of English, but you know me, lads. I'm broad-minded. Oh, excuse me.
Algo más, señor?
Oh, well, that means anything else. Pedro, say anything else.
Anything else.
Fantastic. Listen, amigo, I want you to teach Ross to speak like that. You teach Ross anything else, and good evening, and are you ready to order? See? I reckon Ross could pass the Spanish. He's got that greasy skin.
Si, senor.
Oh, yeah, teach him that, too. Ross isn't as daft as he looks. He's got an NVQ in woodwork. Now, off you go and see to Darren and Lisa. Hiya, Darren. Hiya, Lisa. Sorry about that, gents. You know I like to take care of my staff. Where were we? Oh, yeah. You know, I remember when this town were nothing but a church, a road, and a power station. It's a miracle, is what it is. A miracle enterprise is miracle. Let's have a toast. It's a miracle enterprise.
Buenas tardes, señor, señorita. Bienvenido a Mecklington Chorizo.
Buenas tardes, sweetie.
What did he say?
It's red wine, so your tipples, Aaron.
Oh, I don't know, Lise. I'm not really supposed to drink because of work.
I thought you had the afternoon off.
Yeah, but they still might call me if it's really important.
Do you really think there's going to be a mobile phone emergency?
There might be. Because one time, right, Sadie Gosthorpe got her SIM card stuck in her handset, and it was the new Astel 1211, which is made, like, dead narrow at the back, and they had to call me in even though it was my day off, because I was the only bloke that knew how to get it out.
Let's take a chance, darling. I bet you could fix any phone, even if you were off your face.
I probably could, yeah. Bottle of red, please, mate, and a hot, meaty tapas selection for two. That do you, Lise? Oh, I have you turned into a vegetarian from being around all them hippie students.
No, Darren. The hot and meaty tapas selection sounds lovely. Muchas gracias.
No hay de qué, señorita.
Yeah, cheers. And tell Barry it's for Darren.
Sí, señor.
I get mates right here. Miracle Enterprises Business Link Loyalty Scheme. We give them 3 minutes, they give us discount. Mind you, I might have to have a word about that waiter. Didn't like the way he were looking at you.
Don't be daft, Darren. That's how people look at each other in Spain. It's very passionate, haven't you been? Oh, no. I'm being stupid. I don't suppose you've been anywhere, have you, because of Jess?
Not really.
Such a shame.
The way I see it, Lise, I can get everything I need in Mecklington. We've got this place now, the cinema, the ice rink. It's not like when we was kids. Mind you, no one ever thought you'd come back, big city girl and all that.
I think the most important things can happen in the smallest places, don't you? How is Jess?
Oh, she's, you know, but she's much better, actually.
I think it's so sweet how loyal you are to her. Everyone does.
Yeah.
Although there was that time at Michelle Tompkins' 18.
Yeah.
I still want to know where you learnt to do that. Anyway, you know how much we love Jess at the Echo. You know how much the whole town loves her. She's the only one of the miracle factory babies left, and that means something to all of us.
You're not meant to call them the miracle factory babies no more. I mean, because it weren't Miracle Enterprises' fault. It was an accident. We just call them the miracle babies now.
But they all died except Jess. How's that a miracle?
Well, at least don't talk like that. They're miracles because the short time they were with us was miraculous for their parents and for all of Mecklington. And even though they're gone, that can never be taken away.
Oh, right. That's beautiful, Darren. Really moving. I'll have to quote you in my piece.
What piece?
That's what I was getting to. We want to run a feature on Jess about her life and how far she's come.
She's just been in her room.
Yeah, but in her heart, Darren. In her heart, she must have been on quite a journey.
Close.
Gracias. Oh, yes, that's very nice.
Señor?
Cheers.
When Jess cuts the ribbon for this place, it'll be a defining moment in the history of Mecklington. So what they want is for me to interview her in depth, and then we'll do some pictures. It'll be a special full-colour spread. There'll be even a pull-out souvenir section. Your shop could advertise.
We've got some ace colour graphics of the new winter models.
It'll be my first big exclusive.
Jess don't like to talk about how it happened, though.
Oh, of course not, Darren. It'll just be two girls together. I imagine we'll end up talking about makeup.
I wouldn't have thought so.
Oh, no. I suppose she can't really put makeup on, can she? With all them sores. Has she still got the sores?
Not like before.
She must be dead pale, though, from not going outside.
Well, she hasn't been on holiday to Spain recently.
I could interview you and all, Darren, about your life together.
Yeah, you'd put me in it. Local businessman.
Communications expert. Hazel-eyed communications expert.
Well, look, Lise, I don't see the arm, but I'll have to talk to her, because she doesn't normally see people like, ever. Just one thing, though.
Spit it out, Darren.
Jess don't know how to bow. Michelle Tompkins, 18.
Our little secret, babe. Sorry. Switch that off.
You got the new Oracle Handy Micro-Organiser with the extendable memory card and 40 megabytes of RAM, didn't you? Can I have a look? Yeah, that's it. The peacock blue. We had to order it in special. Did that ringtone come with it, or did you download it?
It's the one it had when I got it.
Oh, Lisa, Lisa. There's 200 things for you to choose from on the memory card alone. Not to mention the vast range of commercially available polyphonic ringtones compatible with this model.
Wow, really? Why don't you tell me more about it when I come over? I'll chat to Jess and then you can show me...
how to get the best out of your chosen network and service. Lisa, you've come to the right man. Is it just me? Or has that waiter been... Oi, mate! Can we help you with summit?
Senor?
Less earwigging and more fetching my tapas platter, if you don't mind, amigo.
Get on diet.
You what?
So, this is the husband. Poor Jessica Bailey.
Ross, I'm going outside now to smoke.
Training again on Mecklington. Llovecita de mierda que no para. Señor Bo says I must be mad to come here. Yes, I had a little song on the local radio which is burning to my brain. I'm mad for Mecklington. It's true that this place is small, damp and grey. Pasillo. It's true that people here sneeze more than they smile. But what the boss does not realize, what none of them realize, is that Mecklington is the place where the next chapter will begin. As soon as I can meet Jessica Bailey, I am the last of six, and so is she. Mecklington is the place where justice will be done.
October 19th, 2:30 p.m. Weather overcast. Lisa Haywood is coming to talk to me. I know some things about Lisa Haywood. She's the same age as me. Her mum worked in the factory too, but not while she was pregnant, so Lisa weren't born funny. On March the 3rd, 1989, she came to visit me on a school trip. The children came in two by two and looked at me, and Lisa was with Melanie Whitworth, and Melanie asked me if it was true that my skin peeled off in big strips, and Lisa hit her on the arm. And on August 23rd, 1996, Darren made a foire noise about her when he thought I weren't listening. Then after that, Lisa went to university, and everyone was excited because that's something people from Mecklington don't usually do. The Echo had a picture of her in a mortarboard hat with her mouth open, and it said underneath that the world was her oyster. She must be allergic to seafood because she came straight back here. She could go anywhere. And she came back here.
Are you ready, Doug? Can we come in?
Come in? Well, I thought I was going to come out. No one ever comes in my room.
But Lisa wants to see it, love. She says it's important for her article.
Darren, I think you and I need to have an urgent private meeting.
I'll be here the whole time. Nothing bad can happen, Jess.
Well, tell her she's not allowed to touch anything. Or think things.
Don't worry, love. Ready, Lisa? Deep breath.
Hey, Jess. Rose, long time now. Where are you?
Your eyes will get used to the dark.
Oh, not Toby.
What is that?
It's a great grey owl from Scandinavia.
Oh, don't worry, it's already dead. Stuffed, isn't it?
You can sit on the bed if you want.
Really? Is that cool? Oh, actually, this is the bed.
Gosh. I don't use it to sleep in. You can put those on the floor.
Where do you sleep?
I hang from the ceiling like a bat.
She's just joking.
I love all your little noises and stuff.
I wanted it to be like a jungle with animals that live in the dark. Like me.
You can go outside soon, Jessie. You're getting stronger all the time. Maybe not the jungle, but Mecklington to start.
Do you mind if I switch my dictaphone on?
No, but I have to switch mine on too.
Are you worried I'm going to misquote you?
Jess just likes to keep records about everything. Silly stuff mostly, ain't it, love?
We're not going to talk about anything you don't want to, Jess. Let's start with the two of you, shall we?
your love story. It's such an inspiration to everyone in Mecklenburg. Excuse me.
Have you got a cold? Only our Jess isn't supposed to be exposed to stuff.
Everyone sneezes in Mecklington.
I mean, it's the smell, isn't it?
That's the smell of Rafflesia. Do you know what Rafflesia is?
No, can we open a window?
Darren nailed my window shut. Because of germs.
Well, why don't you tell me about Rafflesia?
It's the world's largest flower. It's known as the corpse flower.
It smells of rotting meat.
It has no stem, no roots, and no leaves. It grows for a year, and then it blooms for a week, and then it dies.
You've got one in here?
No, silly. The climate in here won't be right for Rafflesia. It grows in the rainforests of Indonesia. I got my friend to make me the smell and send it me.
Make you the smell?
Yeah, Jess has got all funny mates on the net.
He makes lots of smells. I also got him to make me the smell of a tiger and the smell of after a bomb goes off.
Okay. Where were we? Why don't you two tell me about how you got together?
I lived next door, didn't I, Jess?
Yes. Darren lived next door and he used to come and play with me and tell me about outside. Mm. We got married when we was 9 in Darren's mum's basement. It was in case I died. We got married properly when we were 17, and Miracle Enterprises gave us this house to say sorry for my mum's accident, and they gave Darren a job at the phone shop.
Oh, talk of the devil. No rest for the wicked. Excuse us a sec.
So, how was it between the two of you?
I don't know. Darren's not like a separate person. It'd be like talking to you about my leg. Or my elbow.
We can talk about whatever you like, Jess. How did you feel when Miracle Enterprises asked you to come out and cut the ribbon?
I was frightened. I didn't know if I was meant to bring my own scissors.
I would have thought you'd be angry at Miracle Enterprises, Jess. For telling your mum it was safe when she was pregnant when it wasn't.
The lady on the phone said they wanted to be a part of my big day and they wanted me to be a part of theirs. And she said that the boss of the whole company is going to be there, Catherine Porter, who is the 3rd richest woman in the world. Miracle Enterprises have looked after me since I was little. They paid for me and Darren's wedding.
You've read the stuff in the Echo about the Mecklington sniffle, haven't you? And some people reckon the factory's making us all ill.
Sorry about that, girls. How's it going?
Hope not turning out too personal, Jess.
We were just talking about your wedding, Terry.
That was some day, weren't it, Jess? We had 20 crates of champagne, the best.
You look well, thanks to Miracle Enterprises, don't you, Darren?
Yeah, she's looking a bit poorly, Lise. Probably time for a nap, all right? You could come back...
Tomorrow. Come back tomorrow.
Two mushroom miracles, one with prawns and one without. And one shop steak surprise. Chef, this order is for Senor Bowles and his friends, so he asks you to use the olive oil and not the economy fry fast. I'm going outside to smoke.
The boss is having lunch with 2 doctors today who wrote a letter to the paper about sneezing. So the boss is saying, think your surgery could do with a new reception area and some state-of-the-art equipment. Nothing is a problem for the boss. He's the most generous man in town. In the Mecklington Chorizo, it is always Christmas. Just like we had Christmas in Puerto Olvido for a while. In Puerto Olvido, we have the sea and the sunshine. I'm in Colombia. But I can see the ways in which these two places are the same. The way that the bosses flatter and assist each other. The way it all leads back to the factory on the hill. I have written to Jessica Bailey. When she knows what these people are capable of, she will help me. I have said... Call me at the restaurant. The code Maria and I used to use.
This was stuck in the letterbox, Jess. It's for you.
For me? No one writes letters to me.
Darren can open it.
Here. Darren usually makes the tea, so don't blame me if it's all the wrong colour.
Thanks, Jess. You're a star.
Yeah. I've been dead for years, but you can still see me.
Oh, Jess, don't say that. You're not dead. I was just going to say you look really well. I mean, now that I can see you a bit, I've never known you real at all.
I'm not really supposed to come down here in the daylight, but I do sometimes when Darren's at work.
Have you ever looked stuff up about your condition?
Well, Darren does that. He talks to the doctors and tells me what they say. I don't like thinking about it much. But if you want to write about it, I'm sure Darren can tell you.
Only because I went on the net a bit and I found some stuff out about other people who are ill, a bit like you, in all places like Rio and Brazil and stuff. And some people think it's because they work in factories.
Well, their factories must be like our factory was before they painted it and made it safe. Someone should tell them how to do it.
And some people were saying how all the electronic companies pretend they're enemies, but really it's all owned by the same one or something.
Like the way that Miriam Cobb from the flower shop and Roger Briggs from the bank are rude to each other in public so no one knows they're having an affair.
Are they?
I overheard Mrs. Ravenscroft at the bus stop.
Don't blame Miriam. Poor duck can't have kids, can she? And Kevin acts like it's her fault. Eh? I read something about infertility and all. Some of these people working in the factories and think you've got it. Maybe we do here. Because there's Miriam, there's Karen Wannacott, and Shell had to have that IVF.
Yeah, but that could be because of talking on a mobile with a higher SAR rating. The Vector 800's got the lowest. Thing is, though, it don't come with good bundle of features.
You know what, Jess? I'm getting a bit sick of writing all them articles about how to disguise chunky thighs or throw together a delicious casserole out of leftovers. I reckon we should try and do a hard hitting investigation thing. We've never had one of them in the Echo.
I always wanted to be a spy. But they have to go outside.
We could find loads of stuff out and then you could do a speech at the opening and ask Catherine Porter all questions about it and she'd get embarrassed like on the telly with politicians. And they might want to do something about it in the Sheffield Courier.
I'll have to ask Darren.
I'll ask him for you.
It's nice to see you both again. Last time you was in, I said to myself, who's the lucky fellow with our Lisa Hayward? And then I saw it for you, Darren.
Yeah.
How's our little angel?
Jess, oh, she's all right. Looking forward to a big night.
Oh, we all are, mate. We all are. Great days for Mitchington. Excuse me. I've got a couple of counsellors and the headmaster coming in for lunch. We're going to discuss a little health promotion. Trying to get the kids to eat more meat.
Is that a foreign bloke here today?
Yeah, he's about. Like him, do you? Want me to send him over for that continental touch?
Yeah, if you would, mate. Oh, don't. Barry's all right.
Yeah. I don't want people gossiping, though, Darren.
It's not like anything's happened between us since, like, 1998.
I know.
No one here would believe I'd ever look at another woman. Or that anyone would look at Jess.
Well, she is very special, Darren. I mean, all the time I've spent chatting to her, I've got quite attached to her.
Yeah, she's ace. But sometimes, Liz, a man wants to be with a woman what knows how to be a woman. You know, has a smashing top.
Darren, no. I want to talk to you about important stuff.
This is important.
No, I mean like how I've decided to be an investigative journalist and Jess is going to help me. And you could not. God, I wish you didn't have them eyes. It makes it really difficult. Here, have some more calamari.
No, thanks. That's queer stuff.
Come a bit closer, Darren. No, no, not for that. This is private is all. I've been doing all this research about batteries and that, and I want to say something in my article about how it's outrageous what happened to Jess, and it might still be happening to other people. Did you know that? I mean, they're in Peru or something, but still...
This is politics, isn't it? You don't need to worry yourself about all that. Look at you.
But don't it break your heart, Darren, to see little Jess sitting there not fulfilling her potential?
It breaks my heart to see us sitting here not having a snog.
Did you see on the telly about the chemical spill in Russia that poisoned a river and killed 4 tons of fish?
I might have, but there's loads of fish, Lisa. That's what they say. Plenty more fish in the sea.
What about the thing last month in Mexico where lots of people were shot because they were on a demo about workers' rights?
That's them trade union-y.
Yeah, but it's not like here. They were just asking for normal stuff that they don't even have in them countries, like, can they have a tea break? And there was this thing in America where this woman lost all her hair.
Yeah, poor duck.
I know you work for Miracle Enterprises, but Jess has got to be more important to you, right?
Hold on a minute.
Darren!
Oi! You! Yeah, you, mate! In the apron! I want a word with you!
Senor?
It was you, weren't it? You left a note for my wife! What are you doing leaving notes for my wife?
Darren!
Senor Darren, please be quiet. Please don't talk about this in here. He's not safe.
You're the one who's not safe, you sweaty. There you go. What was all that stuff about we must talk? And I was meant to find you. Do you think just because you're foreign, the rules don't apply to you? Or is it that you think she's fair game? Because she's handicapped. Don't know how they do things wherever you come from, mate, but in Mecklington, we've got some bloody respect for the union of marriage.
Darren, stop laughing, not his bleeding.
You're bleeding, greasy head, wife swapping foreign pots. No mas.
You better, my marido. I am probably the best friend your wife has. Although, she doesn't know it yet. You don't know what you're talking about, like everybody else in this dead-end town. You're as stupid and blind.
I know you're not even blooming Spanish. Frank Leonard came in the shop today and he said he talked Spanish to you and you weren't doing it right.
No, I am a Colombian. A proud Colombian from one of the best families in Puerto Olvido. It's you who should be waiting on me. Joder puta.
Pedro, get off that customer. Get out of the bullfight now. Darren isn't like you.
Oh, yeah, off you go then. I'll catch up with you.
Where did you say he was from? Puerto Olvido. That's where it was when the tea breaks. Wait, what's your name? Pedro, I need to talk to you. Come back.
Please.
Where's that Spanish twit gone?
He's Colombian.
He's fire is what he is. Get up, Darren. What was all that about, eh? Let's get your nose cleaned up and pour you a brandy. I'm glad you come by, actually. Been meaning to have a chat. Come and sit at the head table over here. I've got a little proposition for you.
You were one of them. That's something. The owls, weren't you?
Why should I talk to you? You have exposed me in public. Now they know I am not who I say I am.
So? What are Darren and Barry Chase going to do?
You understand nothing. Nada. Darren and Senor Boss are part of something that is bigger than Mecklington. They're in contact with people who know me and want me shot.
Shot? What? Dead? I don't think so, mate. I mean, I know all that stuff happens in Colombia, but this is Mecklington.
Maybe that's about to change.
Really? Why are you here? Why come all the way here from Colombia?
I have my reasons. Solo yo sé.
Are you trying to make like a global network of people who care about companies that abuse people and stuff? Because I'll be your representative in Mecklington. Because I might just look like a pretty face, but actually I'm an investigative journalist. And I know all about people in Brazil what can't have babies and dead fish in Argentina.
All that is nothing.
Well, tell me.
There's no one in this town I can trust except Jessica. And her ape of a husband keeps her from me.
I'm on your side, Pedro, or whatever your real name is. I'm trying to persuade Jessica to do a speech at the opening to ask Catherine Porter all these questions.
If you're really on my side, you should be more careful what you say in public. And don't trust the evil with the mobile telephones.
What? Darren? Don't worry about him. I'm going to get him on our side and I'm going to take you to Jess.
Are you sure you didn't say one of your silly things?
No, Jess. You have to keep going on about it. Just don't get me some ice.
But, Darren, you got hit in the face. That's not happened since February 20th, 1996, when you had a fight with Paul, because he sat on your Oracle 80.
Well, this weren't about phones. It was just some nutter. There's some weird people in town just now. Foreigners and that. Maybe they're them asylum seekers.
Darren!
What?
Well, that was one of your silly things. It's silly to talk like that about weird foreigners and asylum seekers.
I'll say what I want to. I'm a free agent.
A free agent or a secret double agent? How do I know you didn't get hit by a jealous husband because of an illicit love thing?
Oh, that's funny coming from you, Jess. Don't get mardy just because I went out and had a couple of drinks with a mate. You have to disapprove of everything.
But which mate were you with? Who were you mating
I'm
with?
I'm just saying. Do you never think it would be nice to fit in for a change? Have a bit of fun?
Darren, you've changed your tune. I thought you liked the way we live. We have projects and games and nobody gets punched in the face.
Things can't stay the same. Change ain't always bad.
Well, I think it usually is.
Well, get used to it, Jess. because some things are going to change around here. Go give me them tapes of you and Lisa. I know you've been recording everything. I want to hear what you've been talking about.
Well, Darren, it's private between me and her.
I'm your husband. Nothing's private from me. I don't want you seeing her no more. She's going to get you into trouble. She's going to get us both into trouble. Go get them tapes and then take your pill and go to bed. I'm not going to tell you again. Hiya? Yeah, good idea. I'll be there in a bit. I'm off out.
Who with?
Don't wait up.
October 21st.
Happy ending.
Darren thinks that change is good. And he has changed into a different Darren, who shouts at me and punches people, not about phones. I might have to do a thing I've never done before. I might have to run away and hide from him. Outside. The sun's going down, so I might be all right. But I don't know the way to anywhere. Hello?
Is it safe?
I'm not sure anymore.
Has your husband gone out?
Yes. Who are you?
My name is Leandro. I come from Puerto Orbido in Colombia. And I belong to a gang called Las Lechuzas, which means owls in Spanish. And I am your friend.
I'm interested in owls.
This is a nice surprise. Candles and all. A bit late for dinner, but I'm dead flattered.
We need to talk, Darren.
Yeah, we can talk after.
What did Barry Jade say to you?
Oh, it's going to be aceless, because they're going to give me my own shop, because demand for mobile phones in Mecklington has increased by 60% in the last 12 months.
Congratulations.
Yeah. I reckon we should have a drink to celebrate, don't you?
It seems like you've had quite a lot already.
Can't I get drunk once in a while? Got drunk with you a couple of times in the past, if I remember rightly.
I'll make you coffee first so you can sober up.
I don't drink coffee, Lise. You know why not? Because it makes me randy. That scares really. God, you're beautiful.
Stop it, Darren.
What did you ask me for over for, then? What have you got them clothes on for? Come on, admit it. You finally realised you can't live without me for one more minute, haven't you?
Yeah, for something like that. I need you to concentrate, Darren. Jess and I, we really need your support with something.
Anything, Lee. Anything you say.
Darren, don't look at me like that. Something's going to happen.
Yeah, something's going to happen. Stop talking.
I mustn't.
Why? Is it not nice? Do you not like it?
You know it is. You know I do. I never got over you.
Is it as nice as what I did at Michelle Tompkins' 18th?
Nicer. Listen, Darren. You have to help me. There's something's going to happen at the opening. I'm worried about Jess.
Oh, everyone's always so worried about Jess. Oh, she's so sick. She can't go outside. Her skin will fall off. No, it flipping won't. She's fine now. She's been fine for years. That's the big joke. They just didn't want to bring her out and show her off till they were ready.
And you wanted to keep her inside and keep your nice little life as a local celebrity.
No, that's not what I wanted. There's only one thing I ever wanted, Lise. Honest to God.
There was a very big funeral for the other five babies, and Mrs. Roscoe knitted each of them a matching hat. Maybe so they could recognise each other in heaven.
How did those people feel when their babies died?
Sad. Then important. Then rich.
Is that how you feel too?
I don't really know how I feel.
Yossi, I know how I felt when I lost my baby.
You lost a baby too?
The five other people in my group were all shot. Los cinco. We haven't broken any law. We were just asking questions and protesting against injustice. My girlfriend Maria was one of them. And she was pregnant with our child.
But if you know who did it...
The police did it, and no one can prove they were paid to do it for the company. They have the police, the government, and the military on their side. And the US government too, los gringos. They will all help each other, and they are the ones with the power, not us. How does that make you feel?
Angry, I think.
Exacto.
But I'm not sure, because I don't think I've ever felt angry before.
Will you help me, Jess, at the opening? With this? No, no, don't be scared. I will never hurt you. I just need you to look after it for me for a little while.
I don't think I look after things like that. I've only ever seen them in films.
Everybody will be searched except you. You must take this in for me, hidden in all your scarves. I will take it from you inside. And then I will shoot La Señorona Porter, the third richest woman in the world.
And then what?
And the next day in the newspaper, your journalist will tell everybody why.
One little waiter.
Well, they like the extra cash, and Miracle Enterprises can afford it. We'll have 6 on Miss Porter and 5 on Jess. All armed, of course, and all exits covered. That little Brazilian runt won't have a hope in hell.
Armed? Guns like?
Don't look so scared, Darren. They're on our side. Cheers for the tip-off, mate. Miss Porter's very impressed at how you've helped us out. I'm not promising nothing, but I wouldn't be surprised if she finds a villa in Spain with your name on it to thank you for your assistance today.
Ace? Lisa loves Spain. I'll have to keep my eye on her, though.
Oh, don't worry. It's obvious she's daft about you. Always has been.
Yeah. Jess needed me, see, but me and Lise, I reckon we was always meant to be together.
You've done your bit for Jess now. You've helped her get ready for the big world. Now she needs to find her own way.
We've not got that much in common, really.
No, because she's really brainy, isn't she?
Yeah.
Don't say anything yet, but I'm going to offer her a part-time job in HR up at head office. Flexi time, loads of perks.
Oh, cheers. Be a weight off my mind.
Oh, the lovely Lisa. Looking stunning tonight, as ever. Lucky man, Darren, lucky man.
Is she all right?
Not really. She's a bit shaky.
Why? Did you tell her?
Tell me that, Darren. She's about to go up and do a speech. They'll tell her after. Yet that means you can't hold me hand while she's on stage.
All right, Lise. But we've got to tell her straight after. It's only fair. And because I don't know if I can keep my hands off you that long.
Oops. Excuse me, would you, officer? I'm on. Thank you. Thank you. Are we on? Well, what a night it is for Mecklington. All together now, everyone. I'm mad for Mecklington. Yes, you don't have to be mad to live here, but it helps. Now, seriously, now, I'm absolutely chuffed a bit to be welcoming you to the official opening of our little slice of Spanish sunshine, the Mecklington Chorizo. Hatch! Excuse me. It's another step on the way to Mecklington becoming one of the most cosmopolitan spots in the East Midlands. And like so much that's brilliant in Mecklington, it couldn't have happened without the support of Miracle Enterprises, the company that makes this town what it is. Yeah, all right, now quiet down a bit, thanks. Because we're waiting on someone very special. She might not be Miss Mecklington, but she's had a place in all of our hearts since she was a little girl. Miracle Enterprises have looked after her from the cradle to the... well, now, and she's promised to make her very first ever public appearance. Are you here, love? Mecklington's own little miracle, Jessica Bailey. Is she here?
Barry.
Lisa. What is it, love?
This looks really bad. Miss Porter looks like she's got a right cob on. I'll cover for you. All right, give me the mic.
But wait, what...
sorry, everyone, but Jess didn't come to make a speech tonight. She didn't feel able to, so I'm afraid you've got me instead. Thing is, see, Jess was really grateful to Miracle Enterprises for all they've done for her, and she wanted to write a nice thank you speech. So she started to do a bit of research about the company. When I start telling you about this, they're going to drag me off the stage. But read the Lisa Haywood Investigative Journalism Special in the Mexican Echo tomorrow and you'll see it all. You'll see how this company has been ruining the health of every single one of us all in Mexican and laughing all the way to the bank. And that's not the one.
That's enough, Miss Haywood. Please. Calm down now.
Liz, what are you doing? I can't have her in Spain.
¿Estás bien?
I feel quite strange.
Yo también me siento extraño.
I have a feeling now like being responsible for something. Like having the whole flower to look after instead of just the smell.
I will try to look after you too.
And I will try and look after you. I wonder if they've cut the ribbon yet. I wonder if Darren's found out by now that I'm not there. I hope they won't do anything bad to Lisa for helping us.
I have been a coward. Un cobarde.
No, Leandro. I'm glad you changed your mind.
I don't know if I ever could have done it, really. I held a gun in my hand every night. Wait, try to understand it. But I don't know how I ever really thought I could shoot her. She had children. I showed them on the internet. Unos gorditos tiernos. Fat, but pretty.
Well, I know she killed people you loved. I mean, her company did. But if you kill her, you're just doing what they do. And they will have bigger lawyers.
What about you? Without your telephone man?
My telephone man isn't what I thought he was. He wanted to swap me for Lisa. He wanted that so much, he didn't even notice she was my friend and not his.
Men are weak.
And women too. They can be weak and frightened and stay inside a house for 10 years.
Your life is your own again now, mi amiga. And you have other friends, like me.
Well, that's very sweet, but I only met you yesterday.
I feel I have known you longer.
Funny how everyone always feels like they know me.
I thought it was Catherine Porter I was coming to Mexington for, but it wasn't. It was you.
The last two of 12.
If anything happens...
I'll call you at the restaurant.
I'll call you at the restaurant.
I always wanted to be a spy.
Have you switched off your phone?
I never brought it. It's at home.
It is a long flight. You should get some sleep.
Oh, get me some peanuts. In a little bag.
In the Mecklington Miracle, Lisa was played by Christine Bottomley, Jessica by Charlie Hayes, Barry Jakes by Martin Hyder, Darren by Andrew Mayer, and Pedro by David Sand. The Mecklington Miracle was written by Hannah McGill and Rachel McGill. The director was Lou Kent.